Now on BBC Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Friday the 3rd of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Biscay, Fitzroy and Fair Isle. The general synopsis at 1800. Developing low, moving rather quickly southeastwards, expected Baltic Sea 986 by 1800 Friday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s Cromarty. Westerly at first in South 40s and South Cromarty, otherwise northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Dogger, Fisher and German Bight, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Squally sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Thames, Dover. Northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Thames, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. White, Portland. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Plymouth. East or northeast, 3 to 5, fair, good. Biscay. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 for a time in west. Rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Trafalgar. Variable 2 to 4 in far southeast, otherwise southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Fitzroy. Cyclonic 6 to gale 8, rain, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Seoul. East 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Irish Sea. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. South Shannon. Easterly 4 to 6, showers, good. North Shannon, southwest Rockall. Variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Northeast Rockall, Mallon. Northwesterly, backing westerly later, 4 to 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides Bailey. Northwest, 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, squally wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle. North, backing northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Faroes. North or northwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic later. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland. Northerly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Sleet or snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic. Northwest 5, recent precipitation 22 miles, 1022, falling. Stornoway. Northwest 3, recent precipitation 5 miles, 1018, now rising. Lerwick. North-northwest 5, recent precipitation 24 miles, 1010, rising. Wick Automatic. North-northwest 6, recent precipitation 12 miles, 1013, now rising. Aberdeen. West 4, heavy rain and snow 3 miles, 1015, falling more slowly. Lucas, west-southwest, 5, more than 38 miles, 1018, falling. Boomer, west by south, 4, 16 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, west by north, 4, 1020, steady. Sand Eddy Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north, 5, 11 miles, 1022. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, Northwest by north, 3, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast, 2, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Channel light vessel, automatic. North by east, 3, more than 27 miles, 1025. Scilly, automatic. East, 4, 19 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast, 1, slight drizzle, 9 miles, 1026, rising slowly. Aberporth, north, 2, recent rain, 35 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Valley, east, southeast, 2, recent rain, 22 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, northwest by north, 3, 11 miles, 1024, rising slowly. Valentia, north by east, 1, 8 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west northwest, 3, slight drizzle and rain, 2 miles, 1025, rising slowly. Malinhead, west northwest, 5, 14 miles, 1025, falling slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, northwest, 4, recent rain, 24 miles, 1023, falling slowly. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. A ridge of high pressure will lie over southern and southwestern waters during the next 24 hours, but further north and east there'll be a very cold and showery northwesterly airflow. The showers will be squally across the north and east and will fall as sleet or snow at times. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, banking west or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Snow showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West 6 to gale 8, veering northwest, 4 to 6, backing west or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Sleet or snow showers, squally until later in north. Good, occasionally very poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West, veering northwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, then backing west or southwest, 3 or 4 later. Fair, then squally sleet or snow showers for a time. Good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Westerly or northwesterly, 5 or 6, occasionally 7 and north, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Fair, then wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to Northmorland. Westerly or northwesterly, 4 to 6, decreasing 2 to 4 later. Showers in north, perhaps wintry, but becoming fair for a time. Good, occasionally poor in north. Northmorland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. North or northwest, 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast, becoming variable 2 to 4, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Variable 3 or less at first and south, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, then becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 for a time, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps wintry, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. West 4 to 6, veering northwest 3 to 5, then backing west 3 or 4 later. Showers, becoming squally and wintry at times. Good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. showers becoming squally and wintry times, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 5 to 7, veering north 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers, squally and wintry at times, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles. North or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing west 3 to 5 later. Snow showers, squally at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping forecast. And that's it indeed for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for Business Matters and the news at 1 a.m. In the meantime, on behalf of my colleague Chris Aldridge in the newsroom and myself, Al Ryan here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihuwa.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in Mexico and Bangladesh, and we'll take you to New Orleans, famous Bourbon Street, as it reopens the day after a deadly terrorist attack which killed 15 people. One of the city's best-known businesses tells us why it's such an important moment.
It's very important as a symbol to get reopened. You know, in talking with other restaurants along the street, everybody wanted to get reopened, and so we're working on that right now.
We'll keep across developments in South Korea as they continue attempts to arrest President Yoon Suk-yeol, and we will look at the impact that tariffs will have on the global economy.
They don't understand manufacturing, and they're all just people that look at numbers on a spreadsheet.
That's Business Matters. First, though, the latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Biden has said that the US will relentlessly pursue ISIS and other terrorist organizations wherever they are, and that ISIS will find no safe harbor in the United States. His comments came after it was confirmed that the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd in New Orleans, killing 14, had declared his support for ISIS. Here's our North America correspondent, Rowan Bridge.
At a news conference, the governor of Louisiana, Jeff Landry, likened the investigation to a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle. Some of the pieces have started to fall into place. Law enforcement agencies have been combing through hundreds of hours of video, social media posts and other evidence they've gathered. Shamsuddin Jabbar was an army veteran. He'd previously received the Global War on Terrorism Service Medal for his work on counterterrorism. It's now believed Jabbar acted alone after being inspired by the Islamic State group. In an online post, he said he originally planned to target his family, but he felt coverage would not focus on, as he put it, the war between believers and the disbelievers.
Investigators of an anti-corruption unit in South Korea have been able to enter the presidential compound in an attempt to arrest impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol. But they say they are being blocked by a military unit inside. Hundreds of uniformed police are lining the street outside the compound to prevent clashes with Mr. Yoon's supporters. The BBC's Jean McKenzie is in Seoul.
We could see a standoff today between the president's security team and the investigating officers who are trying to arrest him. And as I said, you then have the protesters who have surrounded the residents from every direction. They are incredibly angry. They are here to support President Yoon. We've seen some of them this morning even crying that they are so upset.
The Venezuelan government has offered a reward of $100,000 US dollars for information leading to the arrest.